Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live Monday, December 27th, 2021. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The policies of the left have matured enough to bite the hand that feeds them. Recently, two Democrats who supported defunding the police in Philadelphia and Chicago were both carjacked just hours apart from each other. Democratic Congresswoman Mary Scanlon was robbed at gunpoint in Philadelphia's FDR Park just 16 hours after Illinois State Senator Kimberly Lightford and her husband were also carjacked in a suburb 20 minutes outside of Chicago. The situation speaks for itself.
Police here say three men in masks jumped out of that Durango and demanded Senator Lightford's Mercedes. Multiple shots were fired.
I begged them not to shoot us, and I begged them not to shoot my husband, not to shoot me. I told them to take whatever they want. You know, they took everything off me that I had that, you know, of value. And I offered to pass. I wanted my husband's life.
And the big story on Action News tonight is the gunpoint robbery of Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon. She was not injured, but her vehicle, her purse, her cell phone, and other items were all taken. And late tonight, a big break in the investigation, authorities located the stolen vehicle.
I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that person has clothes.
Many major corporations hurled themselves down the BLM flight of stairs in a show of stupefied solidarity to brand the Marxist ruse as the next great civil rights movement in America. But what they got in return was an institutionalized, militarized, Soros beast of a Marxist army of Democrat pawns ripping the throat out of America.
I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies. Black lives do matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families, and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis.
This is what I gotta say to the people who are destroying things. If you really feel like you have to take an opportunity, like if you're going to be an opportunistic, something is wrong with you.
When you say that we've seen an increase in crime over the course of the pandemic, there are a range of reasons for that. Would you consider one of the reasons in the range prosecutors who are cutting people who are accused of many criminal offenses loose too quickly?
I am not, as I wasn't yesterday, going to give an assessment for every motivation or reason for crime in different communities across the country. What I've noted, which you see in data, is that there has been an increase in crime since the start of the pandemic. I will let others assess what the reason for that increase in crime is.
There are people who are going to take those packages sometimes. It's going to happen. And it's a crime, and we're going to prosecute it. But we want to do it in a way that's compassionate. We've cost the city a lot of money. We've exposed someone to the sexual assault that occurs in jails, to the contagious diseases that are transmitted in jails.
As the Soros flash mobs morph into squads of organized economic hitmen, unwittingly aiding in the controlled collapse of the economy.
Amazon supports the protests, right? Like, Amazon supports the protests. Citibank CEO. It's the people with the most accumulated capital in America are also on the side of this protest. Why? Because in my view, they use identity politics and racial politics. They want to split the country along those lines.
Was there another reason why Amazon would support this protest? That this is kind of the death of retail. I mean, this is one of the final nails in the coffin of retail. When you think about investing your money in a brick-and-mortar store with a glass window.
In a recent letter, those companies begged Congress to end the smash-and-grab epidemic, plaguing their outlets, writing, "Dear Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, Leader McConnell, and Leader McCarthy, Leading retailers are concerned about the growing impact organized retail crime is having on the communities we proudly serve, which is why we strongly support the bipartisan and bicameral integrity, notification, and fairness in online retail marketplaces for consumers act. Finally, the corporations have spoken, but is anyone really listening? John Bowne reporting.
Stay with us.
I have come to you countless times over the last 28 years and asked for your support, and you have come through, and you know who you are. And all that work is building towards the crescendo of 2022. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, intellectually, spiritually, and at a gut level, that all hell has already broken loose, and it's about to get 10 times worse. But this is the time that tries men and women's souls. And this is the time when we're going to all see who we really are. So now, more than ever, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the articles, the videos. And please keep us on the air while you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got the best supplements, the best films, the best books, the most informative information, all in one place, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win because you don't just get great products. You keep the tip of the spear, InfoWars, on air. You keep that light of liberty burning bright on that hill. Thank you so much for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you in 2022.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Target, and we are under globalist attack. We're under political attack. We're under cultural attack. We're under economic attack. We're under spiritual attack, because we are approaching the bullseye directly over the target. The approach towards this moment in time has not been easy. But thanks to all of you and your support, we are here reaching more people than ever, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to explain a lot of really important things about the globalist philosophy today, because if you understand their philosophy, you know how to beat them and you know how to stop them. Now, I know that undoubtedly there are hundreds of news agencies, normally dozens tuned in to any 5 minutes of the show, but there are hundreds, perhaps even thousands tuned in right now. To hear Alex Jones on air respond to my wife's arrest on Christmas Eve for domestic violence and resisting arrest, I'm sure they're all tuned in for so many reasons. It helps break up the image of men and women together. It helped become the number one story over Christmas as a symbol of families falling apart. It was an attack on a independent populist broadcaster who's seen by the establishment as a symbol of the people. Just like Let's Go Brandon is a symbol of the people, not going along with the propaganda. So they're demonizing and attacking it. Anything that is accentuating and promoting populism. And I'll give them what they want coming up at the start of the next hour. I will tell you what happened, because I'm a very private person. But if I don't say what actually happened, they will then project whatever lies they want onto it. And on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on a bunch of places, I got sent tons of the links. And they're just incredible. Prominent people saying, man, I'm glad she beat him up. I'm, you know, he really deserves to die. This is wonderful. Boy, look how pathetic his family is. The left, when they can't kill babies before they're born, want to infanticide them later now. And, of course, want to castrate them, want to sexually mutilate them under the name of transgenderism. And then they want to destroy family culture, you name it, because on average they're completely alone. But none of them even got the police report, which isn't out yet. None of them actually tried to find out what actually happened. They don't know my wife had had surgery a week and a half before. They don't know that she'd gone off one medication and gone on to another. They don't know she blacked out. They don't know it had nothing to do with me, and she was hurting herself and running around in the yard all crazy and attacking trees, myself, the police. No, it's all about Alex Jones deserved to be beat up. And then making a big joke about somebody that had a chemical imbalance after they had a very painful surgery a week and a half ago, or a week and a half from then. So I will go ahead and tell people exactly what happened so that it is on record, so they can't misrepresent exactly what unfolded, because I've seen the media just do all sorts of twisting, all sorts of editing of reality, and you know, by the time the truth actually comes out later, well, they've moved on to their next big lie. We all know how they operate. We all know what goes on. I'll just say this. Our biggest problem in America is Big Pharma. Our biggest problem in America is Big Pharma. And it's most people I know that have problems in their lives, it's from Big Pharma. I mean, a lot of people I know that die going to have just a knee surgery or a back surgery and flesh-eating bacteria or an infection kill them. I mean, I've got like, it's got to be 30 friends or more that I've known over the years that just die of a regular surgery. And so, again, I'm just blessed that she didn't get an infection and die. I'm just blessed that my children haven't been, you know, I guess one of them has, the one that lives with their mother, but my other three haven't been injected with all this, you know, Pfizer garbage. And so, you know, that's just where we are. But I said I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it next hour and give the specifics of what happened. But I actually feel sorry for the left and these people that have been so atomized and so isolated that they just revel in attacking things and revel in being nasty and revel in lying. And that's why people don't believe a word they say or a word that they basically write, is because they have such a long history of just engaging in such bizarre behavior. But I want to be clear. I don't want to lower myself to their level. And over the years, I've lowered myself to the level of the left many times. And so when I'm sitting here telling you about your problems in the left, I've got my own problems. And I don't see myself as right wing. I'm a populist. I'm a pro-human. I believe in humanity. I believe in men and women and children. I believe in our future. I believe we have an amazing destiny if we realize that destiny and reach out for it and really try to connect to God. But if we don't, we have a very, very hellish future in store for us. And now let me move to the big issue here. I'll get to that later. I already knew the information I'm going to cover coming up at the bottom of the hour. I already knew this information. But this weekend, I happened to start doing some more research on Jeffrey Epstein and his genetic engineer cloning labs and why they were telling women they wanted to come have them be artificially inseminated at these different facilities in the Caribbean and in New Mexico and in northern Canada and Costa Rica. And so I did some more research, and it just blew me away. This is literal vampirism, and when I cover it, it is just going to blow you away, because this is all hiding in plain view, and I've talked about it some, but we've never put all the pieces together. You know, actually, there's some more stuff I want to print. There's some more video clips I want to get together. We'll do it at the bottom of the next hour. Bottom of the next hour, because I want to hit this other news first and play all these clips. So that's at the bottom of the next hour. And then I just want to ask the left, who are on the payroll of these people, is this really who you want to be involved in? Because it's hiding in plain view that Jeffrey Epstein and Peter Nygaard they didn't just do stuff to other people's children. Yes. 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 Wait. Wait until we cover this. And ladies and gentlemen, it's in major newspapers. It's not even hidden. And so I was obviously up Friday night and Saturday night and couldn't sleep, so I wasn't able to even get my wife out of jail because of the issues with the police. They were deciding what they were going to do. Because that's what Big Pharma does. It takes a small 140-pound woman who could knock over two police and have a third one subdue her. It was bad. So I was up I was up those 2 days, and I just started researching this. I spent at least 5 hours on this, and it's unbelievable. What they admittedly do to their own children, their own little children. Whew. I mean, it's just, people tune into this show, they think I exaggerate. Years later, they see it's actually going on. Hey, by the way, guys, I know it's in my stack, but I got it mixed in here. There were a bunch of new articles admitting animal-human monkeys, hybrids, and then saying, it's no big deal, just get used to it. I think I saw that in the stack, but there was one particular one I didn't see in the stack where that was out this weekend going, big deal, we're crossing humans with monkeys. Get over it. And I'm going to explain why they're doing that. Coming up, I mean, this puts all the pieces together here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'll go ahead and give you a hint. You can make a clone of yourself. You can make it 1/1,000th monkey. And basically, it's a clone of you. And then you can actually raise it, keep it alive, and drink its blood. Keep it in a dungeon. And you're drinking your clone's blood. Oh, I'm sorry. It's all coming up. Let's just say the most degenerate stuff you could ever imagine is going on. And people like Nygaard and Epstein kept these facilities for Bill Gates and others to visit. So, of course, Bill Gates wants to murder you and your family. He's a freaking vampire. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, so let's do it. Let's talk big picture, and then I want to drill into all the martial law COVID rollouts happening, not just around the world, but here in the United States. Very serious situation as they signal imminent announcements of banning interstate travel for those that have not been injected with the deadly poisons, which is just another level of martial law. That's all coming up. But the good news is there is a major awakening. In fact, I forgot to send this to my producer, so I'd have the article. A very well-known talk show host sent this to me this morning and said, wow, this is exactly what you've been saying. It's all admitted now. And I just texted him back and said, it's not me that is knowing all this. This is all Klaus Schwab. This is all the UN. This is all the globalists that are doing this. And so here's the headline. The central bankers long COVID, an incurable condition. And then it goes through their quotes and all of their admissions that this is a plan to bankrupt the world economy and bring in a great reset. And you're like, yeah, Alex, we know that. You've been talking about it long before they released COVID. I know. And Greg Reese last March put out a video saying this is going to be a financial reset. But this article out of Philosophical Salon is a review of a big book coming out, The Central Bankers Long COVID, an Incurable Condition. Sheep spend their entire lives being afraid of the wolf, but in the end are eaten by the shepherd, popular proverb. And it's an excerpt of a new book coming out that I read the article this morning. It's a very long article, but it is excellent, and I suggest everybody read it. It's dead on. And a lot of listeners will be like, why are you making this your main story when there's so much to cover? We all know this. I know you know it. Please understand that, and I love you. You have to get this out to other people, because just now I'm getting all the big talk show hosts, I mean a lot of them, the biggest names, you name them, are calling me and texting me saying, wow, the COVID was released by the same group to shut down their competition, the economy, and bring in global tracking passports and carbon taxes and social credit scores. And they're doing all of this to shut down all their competition and then bring in a post-industrial world. Look at these quotes. This is what you've been saying for 20 years. And I'm like, yeah, amazing. I'm really glad you discovered that for yourself. Because that's the thing, folks. You got to kind of experience something for yourself and kind of discover it yourself. It's kind of hard, I guess, to learn it from Alex Jones. Maybe I'm not the best communicator. Maybe I'm just good at researching things. And then finally people find the research. But this is the big enchilada. And it deals with the third industrial revolution, now the fourth industrial revolution. And it's a very well-written article. But the reason I raise that is everything else we're looking at is a piece of that. It's the driver in the driver's seat. And it's running the gas pedal and the brake pedals and the blinker and the steering wheel and the air conditioning and the windows and the sunroof, and it's making sure there's gas in the car. I mean, we should talk about who rules the earth. And we name those names. And we talk about the most powerful, rich families, and we talk about BlackRock, and we talk about Vanguard. and the private less than 20 families that own it, and how they are openly bragging that they're setting up a post-industrial world and announcing they're going to shut down all the regular farming and ranching and infrastructure to fully and completely domesticate humanity. And that's their plan. And then once they hold you hostage, and once all your regular businesses are bankrupted, they'll say, okay, now you've got to be on a universal basic income tied to your world vaccine pass that is your social credit score, that is your carbon pass. And again, I know, listeners, I say this every day. You're like, we already know this. Most of you learned it yourselves. I didn't even tell you. You've known about this for decades. The scheme was finally developed in the 80s by Enron. And that's actually why Enron became so powerful is they came up with scams that they actually sold to other power trading companies with fake computer programs, fake books, fake everything. So when auditors come in, they had whole fake computer systems, whole fake books, whole fake everything with graphs and everything. Oh, yeah, you can see how it all runs. And in some cases, they were stealing up to $3 billion, and this is in the 90s, $3 billion a day from Californians. That's like $10 billion today. That's how I knew what the winter scam was this last February, 10, 11 months ago. I went and checked the state regulations with the feds, and the feds said you cannot turn the power output up carbon rules. And so Texas couldn't crank up their power plants, their coal power plants, and make them produce more. They weren't even allowed to up their natural gas, so we shut down. That's a fact. And they have articles about Jones claims falsely, PolitiFact, that the feds wouldn't let him turn it on. And they don't even show where I'm wrong. So that's the world we're in. Of course they want to bankrupt all the brick-and-mortar stores and are putting in DAs that let criminals rob, rape, and kill. Of course they're bankrupting the border. Of course they're imploding the border. Of course they're destroying the dollar. Of course they're putting us all into debt. Of course they're purging and demoralizing the military and telling military men to wear red high heels. That's to get out of the military and put their people in. It's a scientific behavioral psychology purge of all the institutions. And have the institutions tell you that a vaccine is safe when it's not a vaccine and gives you blood clots and gives you myocarditis and gives you brain aneurysms and gives you cancer and gives you sterility. Because they think you're so stupid that when it all comes out, you're going to think the U.S. government did it and not globalist Great Reset, Build Back Better, Davos alumni who literally have been going for 40 plus years to lavish private jet flown prostitutes, millions of dollars paid to them, everything. People right out of college by the tens of thousands from all over the Western world are taken by a James Bond villain who works for Henry Kissinger and a private corporate intelligence agency overlay with MI6 and CIA on the periphery. They're not even part of this club. The directors and people are, but that's it. And so the Carnegie Endowment basically set up Kissinger and the Rockefeller Foundation was part of that. And this is their takeover. And they run the sex rings, and they run the pedophile rings, and they run it all. And by the way, the pedophile rings are the first level. Mass underground facilities, mass human experimentation, mad scientists, absolute nightmare hell, secret black site death camps, just maximum evil. Babies being kept alive after they're born, being put in a box, being shipped by a facility. They literally go on a tram underground and never seen again. The lucky ones are killed. I can tell you that. And so worse nightmares than you could ever imagine. And this group built its command bases all over the world. Now it's busy taking over everything else. It's metastasizing. It's absorbing everything. It controls the universities. It controls the corporate media. It controls the Democratic Party and the leftist parties of the world. And it's intimidated the Christian and conservative and populist parties into submission. And now it's preparing to absorb everything, including you and your family.
Rarely in life you come upon something that is an absolute 360 win. And this is a 360 win situation for everybody that loves liberty, that loves health, that loves being informed, and loves being free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy amazing high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, where you get books or films or water filtration or air filtration, all of that makes you healthier, all of that makes you wiser, and your purchase keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when it's so critical and the world is finally waking up. Help supercharge the Great Awakening even more into the year 2022. Please make the resolution to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, our great Vitamin D3 product, Winter Sun, and others, at up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a 360 win. The only way to fail is if you don't take action. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So you think Fauci torturing dogs to death with flesh-eating bugs is bad? If you think Fauci, over 10,000 mainly black children in the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, and other areas like Maryland, healthy children being taken from their mothers, single parents, because daddy might come fight back, and having medical experiments done on them till they died. Some escaped and were brought back, eight-year-olds and others that could fight back, and were killed with chemotherapy drugs that didn't have cancer. Ports put into their chest to force deliver it into their body. If you think that's evil, folks, that's what he got away with in the 80s and 90s. There was even the New York Times. And he was rewarded with his job now. So you hear me saying all this horrible stuff about them. Wait till the bottom of the next hour. You know what? At 12:15, I'll start, because I've got a special report to play that deals with it and a lot of evidence. It'll take me a couple segments. Then I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers on any issue you want to cover, anything you want to break down. But let me do this right now. Let me get into the big COVID news and how that ties into these criminals' takeover. Remember, the worst part about 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. But don't worry, that 2 years is almost over, and the really bad part's coming after that. Separately, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you all for your prayers. That's really the most important thing. And I want to thank you for being part of the fight and spreading the word about the different articles and videos and information that you think is most informative at band.video and infowars.com/show. And I want to just thank you all for your financial support, but you're getting great products you need at the same time and really standing up for the globalists and their attempt to shut us down. There really is an organization or group that you could fund that is doing more behind the scenes and in public when it comes to influencing people towards the truth and really waking them up and giving them big picture understanding. With the grassroots, we've changed the world together, and with some of the most important people in the world, including presidents and prime ministers and intelligence agency heads and top podcasters and top cable TV news hosts. We've done that together. And so things are bad. The devil's coming after me, pulling out all the stops. But I expect that because we are now really over the target. We're not just in the edge of the target as I've been for a long time. This has been a long journey. We're now directly over the bullseye. We're entering the fulcrum. We're entering the crucible. We're entering the ninth circle. And we put all our faith and trust in God and his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So please understand that we're going to have the Christmas sale until New Year's. A bunch of stuff is already sold out. A bunch of other best-selling products are about to sell out, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. We'll go back to regular price tomorrow. We've got Prostagar 50% off, Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality 50% off. It's about to go 25% off. So it'll be a long time until we get more, and folks will still want to order it. There's a lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com that you can get up to 60% off on right now. BrainForce Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 50% off. Patriot Blend Immune Support Coffee, two different types, $2 off. It's already discounted so much. Knockout Sleep Formula, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. COVID Land, the mask, excellent film exposing this evil. How the Mass is a Fraud, and get a copy of The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on a separate DVD, absolutely free. Great to have that in your library so they can't censor it. 1776 founding member coins, those sold out. Alexa Pure, back in stock, $30 off. Great water filtration system. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Prostagard, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. All new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste with iodine and tea tree oil and so much more. It's concentrated. It's discounted. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 95% curcuminoid, so good for your immune system and inflammation, and an incredible antioxidant, the highest strength you can find out there. That's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, as I said, selling out. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula, even stronger than Knockout, in my view. Not Knock and Knockout, it's excellent as well. 50% off. Super Male Vitality for Female Vitality, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. And that keeps us on the air. I want to thank you all for your continued patronage. Okay. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to spend the next two segments on this, and I got a bunch of clips. And it's bad. It's real bad. We've got more prestigious studies out confirming massive heart attack increases. We're talking hundreds of times what normal rates are in babies. Because in many countries around the world, they are making people give children down to age two the deadly Pfizer shots and Moderna. And my God, it was all designed by Fauci and Gates. They just told the vaccine makers what to make. Moderna is the same thing. It's just three times stronger. And though we've had a lot of deaths from folks taking Moderna, we'll get to that in a moment. From what we've seen, if you cross a J&J shot with Moderna or Pfizer, it's like Russian roulette. I mean, you've got a very good chance we're talking 1 in 6 or so having a serious adverse reaction. First shot, it's 1 in 1,000 for most people, but it's really supposed to be long-term attacks. Second shot, less than 1 in 100. Take 3 shots. I mean, you might as well just load a revolver, spin it with one bullet, and pull it to your head. I mean, don't do that, folks. It's an analogy. Here it is. Poll, a third of Brits think the pandemic will never end. Well, yeah, because now they're saying the regular cold is this. That's what Omicron is. New York smashes yet another COVID record, 49,708 new cases in a day. Yeah, because you got to be tested to go anywhere. 1 in 7 tests is now coming back positive because they've now changed the test to count the common cold. Unbelievable. So it's the most vaccinated city in the U.S. They stay inside. They eat all their GMO, and they're the sickest people, just like in Israel. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, very powerful Red State article everybody should read, redstate.com. Media whines about new study finding Omicron hard to distinguish from common cold and isn't even as powerful as the common cold. And then it's got all the crazy quotes by Biden and Fauci, and it's a long article. You got to go watch it. There's a bunch of clips, too, saying it's horrible. Fauci says it looks like people already have immunity naturally from it, and it's really not hurting anybody. That's why it's so dangerous, and almost everybody's got it. We've got to shut it down before everybody else gets it because they know this is creating herd immunity even to what they released. Even their man-made virus is now basically mutated into nothing. And they're in total panic mode. But they know there's a bunch of deaths happening from people that took the vaccines, so they're trying to use those deaths to blame it on Omicron, but people are actually researching the science. Must-read article. I could spend an hour on this one alone. Fauci says it's raging through the world. Yeah, like colds do during the winter because people aren't getting enough vitamin D. Video. Fauci says he supports vaccine mandate for domestic air travel. That's the holy grail of tyranny. And then they can expand it out to everywhere. But already, dozens and dozens of leftist major cities, hundreds and hundreds of towns, well, thousands of towns, more than 20 states have different levels of checkpoints and vaccine passports. And, oh, you know, even your five-year-old can't come into the Walmart or into the YMCA or anywhere unless they've got their proof. And, of course, what do unvaccinated and vaccinated people have in common for COVID-19? You're never fully vaccinated. So, continuing, Fauci warns Omicron variant raging through the world. Yes, like the wind raging. We've got to give up all our rights. But what's really raging through the world is this. Horror. 4 young soccer stars from 4 different countries die this week after suffering sudden heart attacks after massive heart swelling after they took the shots. All over the world, they take the shots, they die, because they got to travel to the EU, so they've got to have all the shots. Dead, dead, double dead. We'll come back and read some of their names. Oh, look at this. 49-year-old New York Times editor dies of heart attack one day after boasting about getting booster shot. He took the J&J and bragged about it, and then the day he died, he said, oh, today I took the Moderna shot, and he was dead of a heart attack in his sleep that night with no existing heart problems, his wife said. Yep, there you go. It'll give you superpowers. We'll send you to another dimension. It'll take you out of the third dimension. It'll kill you. Protests erupting around the world of massive deaths after the shots. Stay with us. We'll tell you about those straight ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are the InfoWar. When I say that, I mean you who is listening. I just got big chills up my spine. Because the Holy Spirit is angry about what the globalists are doing to the children. During the break, I was reviewing more of the little black children Fauci brutally tortured to death. And it just hits me so hard that people can't deal with this because it's so sick and over the top. And that's why they win. I told you a decade ago they keep babies alive at medical facilities, and it came out this year that they deliver babies to major universities who are aborted at 8 to 9 months in partial birth abortion with their hearts still beating. That's in the federal documents. It's in the damn university's emails. An ambulance drives up. The baby is in a container that you can't see through, and it's delivered to these damn ghouls. And if we don't do something about these people, it's on us. That doesn't mean we go off half-cocked or something. We have to expose these monsters. I mean, there's actual photos of the kids they murdered. because some of them, the parents did fight back, so they got their four-year releases, photos of little kids chained down, little black kids, with all these damn tubes in them, murdering them, who were totally healthy. And I don't say that to patronize, oh, look, I'm liberal, I care about the black kids. I care about every one of the children. But 80%+ were black, because they could get away with it in those poor neighborhoods. You know where else they did it? Appalachian whites. Same damn thing. On welfare for generations, alone. Makes me sick. I don't care if it's a white kid or a black kid. They need to stop murdering these children. And I'm telling you, the globalists signed on to all this. The people involved in all this. They're going to pay for God for what they've done. Oh, God. Excuse me. Yeah, that photo's nothing. Wait till we actually show you the real photos of the kids they murdered. I mean, little kids, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, that smug, look at that smug maggot, Fauci. God, oh, I hate him so much. Ooh. I can't look at it. Just get it off screen for a minute, okay? I can't look at it. Because it makes me feel like a piece of filth that we can't stop this. Makes me feel like a loser. And I don't like feeling like a loser. And I don't know why so many other people don't care. You're losing your souls, people. Let me continue, because I got kids they're killing in the stack today. Let me just reread you these headlines. So I just read you 4 top soccer players died in the last week, 3 the week before, 3 the week before, 4 the week before. I've got all the numbers right here. Wikipedia even runs a big page on it. And then the New York Times editor, the Asia editor, takes the second shot, brags, and has a giant heart attack and dies that night. And they don't deny all these soccer players are dying. They just have the Reuters fact check run by Pfizer. Pfizer runs Reuters. The CEO of Pfizer, his deputy is the CEO of Reuters. So continuing, oh, look at this. There's video of this on Infowars.com. They're pissed. They got a lot of dead loved ones. You know, the Koreans are very smart, nice people, but they're like Germans. They tend to follow orders. In fact, they say there's only one group follows orders better than Germans, and that's Koreans. And you see what it gets them with North Korea and Nazi Germany and all the rest of it. But once they get pissed, they're pissed. And boy, are they pissed because they're dead loved ones. Protest over post-vaccination deaths spread across South Korea. They've had thousands of children die. Oh, they've been doing it all there. They do whatever they're supposed to. They're the most vaccinated country in the world. They have the highest autism rate, by the way, too. Oh, by the way, the Amish don't have autism. Oh, they don't even really get COVID either. You can look it up. No COVID deaths. Protesters gathered in Busan on Sunday after a similar rally was held in Seoul on Christmas Day. Aggrieved demonstrators held up large portraits of deceased family members like those typically displayed at funerals in South Korea and testified at how their loved one died soon after being vaccinated against COVID-19. And don't worry, they want them to take their 4th shot soon like Israel. Dozens of funeral portraits were displayed at Saturday's demonstration at the government complex in Seoul. Protesters called on the government to identify the cause of the adverse reactions. More than 1,000 have died in the government's own reports from the shots. And it goes on. Oh, but it's okay. It's okay because Donald Trump says it works and nobody got hurt and it's safe. And people are like, I love the left because, see, they show you how they think all on Instagram, Twitter, national news. I mean, they've had national news. I'm not going to play all these clips because it would just waste your time. But, well, Alex Jones is turning on Trump. He'll soon admit that Trump ordered him to attack because he's scared of jail. That's why he turned against Trump. No, I turned against Trump because now he's doubling down on the vaccines. You know, for a while, he's like, well, you shouldn't take the booster and kids don't need them. And man, Pfizer sure wants to make a bunch of money off of that. And I don't think you should be made to take it. And I'm like, well, he's going the right direction when he got conned into this, I believe. But now he's like, no, nobody's been hurt. It's wonderful. It's great. Everybody needs it. You should take your boosters. When he said the boosters were a scam 6 months ago in a bunch of interviews, 3 months ago, he said it again. So You see, let me explain something to the left who just follow orders and get paid or get patted on the head or just want to be part of the globalist takeover and feel like you're part of the elite when you're not. I don't do stuff because I sit there and I calculate what it's going to do. If I'm pissed off at Trump, I tell you I'm pissed off at Trump. If I'm pissed off at a family member, I tell them I'm pissed off. If I'm pissed off at a crew member, I tell them I'm pissed off. They tell me that too. I tell them if I love them, if I'm happy with them or not. I mean, listen, I'm just telling you, it shows you the sickness of the left, folks, that everywhere, oh, Jones is doing this to distance himself because he's getting ready to report on Trump. I didn't talk to Trump on January 6th or before that for a long time. He didn't coordinate us to go there. Let me explain something to the left. When you're Michael Cohen and you run tattling on Trump, they put you in prison, dumbasses. Groveling to the system doesn't keep you out of trouble. It makes the sharks come. I'm attacking Trump, not in some Machiavelli 3D chess crap. I'm attacking Trump. Sick of this earpiece, man. I don't know why. It gets tight and it gets loose. It gets tight and it gets loose. It gets tight and it gets loose. It drives me crazy. Excuse me. But again, it's not about me. It's about I'm trying to teach leftists something. How to not be sociopathic losers. How to do what's right. Yes, I can sit back and analyze Machiavellian actions. I know how the globalists operate. But I don't do things like that. I don't operate on a level of what's going to happen when I attack Trump. What's going to... Here's the scales. Okay, Trump's doing all this good stuff against the globalists. He starts to do some bad stuff. He gets stolen out of office. That makes me like him more. But then, since he's been out of office, he starts sliding worse. And now the scale went where Trump is now in the negative zone, and I open up on him politically. Let me show you why I'm pissed at Trump. I'm pissed at Trump about this. Investigation has been launched after a three-year-old girl dies from cardiac arrest one day after receiving COVID-19 Pfizer shot in Argentina. I'm pissed for that little sweetheart who had a whole life ahead of her and who's a little angel who died in excruciating pain like a fish out of water. That's why I choose her over Trump. And because I cared about Trump and was persecuted for supporting Trump, it makes it 10 times worse, because I know Podesta's evil, and I know Hillary's evil, and I know Obama's evil, and I know Fauci's evil, and I know Bill Gates is evil, and I know they're all evil. But Trump did a lot of good, and I believed in him, and so the fact that he's done this makes it personal. It makes it hurt. Oh, nobody's been hurt, he told Candace Owens from the shot. Nobody. And it's great, and everybody needs their booster shots, and, oh, it's totally effective. None of that's true. It's all lies. That little girl, I went and checked the foreign news. She's dead with a bunch of others. She's real, Trump, and your warp speed killed her. Now, before you were just ignorant and got calm and gave you the benefit of the doubt, then maybe you weren't ignorant the whole time. Maybe you've been the ultimate head fake. And Donald Trump? God's going to punish you if you don't turn back now. Let me just, I'll prophesy it right now. I'm telling you, I know it. Everybody knows it. Donald Trump will never get out of this unless he turns to God and repents. And he needs to stand up and admit he was lied to. And if he doesn't, well, Trump will be destroyed politically. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking on Trump because it's the hard thing to do, not because it's the easy thing to do. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.